Last week, we broke down my five favorite offensive plays from the 2014 season. This week, we move to defense, my five favorite defensive plays. We're going to start the first play with Anthony Barr, our sensational rookie linebacker, getting a sack on Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan earlier in the season. This was week four. You may remember what happened. Here is your guy right here, Anthony Barr. He's going to hesitate just a little bit at the snap, and then he's going to break through the line of scrimmage, and he's going to get a hold of Matt Ryan for the sack. Here it is in regular motion. You see the hesitation, and then quicker than a whip, Anthony Barr gets from about the 48-yard line to the other 43, 42 at the snap of a finger, and he's got a sack of Matt Ryan. Let's take a close look at it, though, from the end zone view. One reason why I really like this play is because it's a different look from the Vikings defense and what we were accustomed to seeing before Mike Zimmer was our head coach. You'll notice we have four down linemen right here, and we have two linebackers lined up in the A-gap doing what you call mugging the center. Gerald Hodges right here and Anthony Barr right here. Two linebackers in the same gap, and what this does is it causes confusion for the other team's offensive line as they try and evaluate how many defenders are at the line of scrimmage, who's coming, who's not coming, and who's blocking who. That's one of the reasons that the Vikings run the scheme. I'm sure Coach Zimmer has lots of other reasons he likes to use this. But he uses that on this play, and that sets up Anthony Barr. It looks to me like Anthony Barr at the snap, you'll notice he's looking to his right. I believe he's either looking at the running back or the tight end as his man in coverage. He sees that both of them stay into pass protect, and instantly, Anthony Barr, when he sees that, he goes after Matt Ryan and gets the sack. So, you know, this is a good example of Anthony Barr doing something we didn't expect. We expected him to be a good pass rusher, but everyone talked about Anthony Barr coming off the edge. Well, here he is lined up in the A-gap getting after Matt Ryan and getting a sack early in the season. That was one of many good plays by Anthony Barr in his rookie season. Let's go to the next play, also against the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to keep picking on Atlanta. We go from a rookie in Anthony Barr to a second-year player in Xavier Rhodes. An awesome season this year for Xavier Rhodes. He led us in pass breakups with 18, number one on the Vikings. A great season from him. Here he's going to get one on Julio Jones. We'll run this in fast motion, regular motion. You're going to see a double move by Julio Jones right here. It's going to cause Xavier to open up a little bit, and then Julio Jones is going to try and get downfield on our second-year corner. But Rhodes does a great job of recovering and getting downfield to make a play on this ball. Incompletion right there. Great job of recovery speed by Xavier Rhodes, and then ball skills to make a play on the ball. So let's take a look at this from the end zone view, and you can get a better look at what Xavier Rhodes does here at the last moment to cause this incompletion. Ball is in the air. Receiver is behind him, but Xavier doesn't panic. He's right in Julio Jones's hip pocket, and he's going to leap and knock this pass down. So many times in the NFL, we see defensive backs, they're in good coverage, in good position, and the ball comes in, the receiver makes the catch because the defensive back wasn't looking at the ball. Well, not the case here for Xavier Rhodes. Great improvement in season two for Xavier Rhodes, and I thought this was a play that really illustrated that perfectly. Play number three, Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears were at Soldier Field here, and it's fourth and goal from the 1 yard line, a big play in this game. And what the Bears do is they spread the Vikings defense out with no running backs and five wide receivers, including Matt Forte out here. He's wide right. So Jay Cutler has the Vikings defense spread out, and this is actually going to be, at least it looks to me, like a designed run for Jay Cutler, where everyone is going to block down on the outside, and then two offensive linemen, the tackle and the guard, are going to pull out and try and create a crease or a seam right here, and Cutler's going to try and get to the outside, see if he can get to the end zone. So we'll roll the tape, and you'll see Cutler does get to the edge, but an athletic play by two Vikings in particular that stops this play short of the goal line, Tom Johnson and Xavier Rhodes. Let's take a look at it from the end zone view, and you'll see what happens. The two guys to watch, Tom Johnson, who's lined up here at nose guard. There he is in the middle of the field on the left hash, and he's going to wind up at the corner of the end zone and make a stop here on Jay Cutler. And the other guy to watch is Xavier Rhodes, and once we get out there, I'll show you what he does. He's got a pulling lineman. This is Jermon Bushrod, a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle who's going to get out in space, and he's going to be matched up with Xavier Rhodes, a corner, one-on-one. I mean, this is a matchup for an offensive lineman that you have to win. You're an offensive lineman against a corner trying to get your quarterback to the end zone. But Xavier does a great job of using his hands, shedding away from the block, keeping contain on Cutler, and then Tom Johnson comes once again from all the way across the field. Tom Johnson, the big man, showing some athleticism and cleans this play up. The Vikings stop Jay Cutler short. Offense gets the ball. Play number four against the Carolina Panthers. Now, this is a play by Brian Robinson. We'll watch it in regular motion. And you'll see Robinson knife into the backfield here and make a tackle on Jonathan Stewart for a loss. I love this play because it's Brian Robinson who's making the play. He didn't get a lot of accolades, didn't get a lot of stats this season. A lot of other players did, but Brian Robinson still played well, even though he wasn't filling up the stat sheet. On this play, he gets to fill up the stat sheet. Another reason I like this play is because it shows the effectiveness of our defensive tackles who played very well this season. Sharif Floyd had a great season, but so too did Linval Joseph, who's lined up right here, and Shamar Stephen, a seventh-round rookie, who's lined up right here. So these two big defensive tackles in the middle of the field, because of how well they were playing, opposing offenses had to account for them with more than one blocker. You'll notice the left guard and the center for Carolina are going to double-team Linval Joseph. The right guard and the right tackle for Carolina, they're going to have to double-team Shamar Stephen. So what does this leave? It leaves Brian Robinson right here. He's one-on-one with a tight end, Ed Dixon. That's not a good matchup for the offense. Brian Robinson is going to beat a tight end one-on-one 9 times out of 10, and that's what he does on this play. Gets into the backfield, makes a stop. You have Robert Blanton, Shamar Stephen coming in to clean it up as well. Last play we're going to look at is the fifth play, Harrison Smith. An interception against Ryan Tannehill and the Dolphins. You'll remember this. It happened in the second to last week of the season. A great play from Harrison Smith. Here's why I love the play, though. We talk about Harrison Smith being a great fit for Mike Zimmer's defense. Why is that? Well, it's because he's versatile. He can play in coverage, he can come up and support the run, and he can blitz. And here, Harrison Smith does two of those things on the same play. He's a safety. Normally we see our safeties lined up in the deep halves of the field, but not with Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer likes to move his guys around, and he's got Harrison Smith lined up on the end of the line of scrimmage right here on this first down play. And at the snap, Harrison is going to come in unblocked and make a play on Ryan Tannehill. What the offense is going to do is Jarvis Landry is a receiver. He's going to run underneath this formation and sneak out. Tannehill's going to try and float one up to him, but Harrison Smith will not allow it. He's a free runner at the quarterback, knows he's not going to get there in time, so he leaves his feet to try and make a play on the ball. He actually gets a hold of the ball and comes down with the interception. A great play by Harrison Smith, one of the most versatile players on this Vikings roster, certainly one of the most versatile defensive players that Mike Zimmer has to work with. So those are my five favorite defensive plays of the season. You'll notice a theme. Xavier Rhodes had a great season. We showed him. Tom Johnson had a great season, a sneaky good free agent signing. We saw him. Harrison Smith, one of the best players on our team. We saw him. No surprise that those guys are in five of my favorite plays. So offense and defense in the books. Next week, we'll have my five favorite special teams plays of the 2014 season.